Chapter 26. The Poets. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Ta, Seen, Mim. These are the verses of the manifest book, this Quran, which makes things clear. It may be that you, O Muhammad, are going to kill yourself with grief that they do not become believers in your prophethood and in your message of Islamic monotheism. If we willed, we could send down to them from the heavens a sign to which they would bend their necks in humility. And never comes to them a reminder as a recent revelation from the Most Gracious Allah, but they turn away from it. So they have indeed denied the truth, this Quran. Surely the news of what they mocked will come to them. Do they not observe the earth, and how much of every good thing we cause to grow on it? Indeed, in this is a sign, yet most of them are not believers. And indeed, your Lord, He is truly the Almighty, the Most Merciful. And remember when your Lord called Moses, saying, Go to the people who are polytheists and wrongdoers, the people of Pharaoh. Will they not fear Allah and become righteous? He said, My Lord, indeed I fear that they will deny me, and that my chest constricts and my tongue does not express well. So send for Aaron to come along with me. And they have a charge of crime against me, and I fear they will kill me. Allah said, No, go both of you with our signs. Indeed, we shall be with you listening. And when you both come to Pharaoh, say, We are the messengers of the Lord of mankind, jinn, and all that exists. So allow the children of Israel to go with us. Pharaoh said to Moses, Did we not bring you up amongst us as a child? And you dwelt many years of your life with us. And you committed a crime by killing a man. And you are one of the ungrateful. Moses said, I did it when I was ignorant as regards my Lord and his message. So I fled from you when I feared you. But my Lord has granted me wisdom and appointed me as one of the messengers. And this is the past favor with which you reproach me, that you have enslaved the children of Israel. Pharaoh said, And what is the Lord of mankind, jinn, and all that exists? Moses said, The Lord of the heavens and the earth, and all that is between them, if you seek to be convinced with certainty. Pharaoh said to those around, Do you not hear what he says? Moses said, Your Lord, and the Lord of your ancient fathers. Pharaoh said, Indeed, your messenger, who has been sent to you, is a madman. Moses said, Lord of the east and the west, and all that is between them, if you only understood. Pharaoh said, If you choose a god other than me, I will certainly put you among the prisoners. Moses said, Even if I bring you something manifest and convincing? Pharaoh said, Bring it forth then, if you are of the truthful. So Moses threw his stick, and behold, it was a serpent, manifest. And he drew out his hand, and behold, it was white for all to see. Pharaoh said to the chiefs around him, Indeed, this is a well-versed sorcerer. He wants to drive you out of your land by his sorcery. Then what is your counsel, and what do you command? They said, Keep him and his brother in suspense for a while, and send callers to the city, to bring up to you every well-versed sorcerer. So the sorcerers were assembled at a fixed time on a day appointed. And it was said to the people, Are you too going to assemble, so that we may follow the sorcerers, if they are the winners? So when the sorcerers arrived, they said to Pharaoh, Will there be a reward for us if we are the winners? He said, Yes, and you shall indeed be of those brought near to myself. Moses said to them, Throw what you are going to throw. So they threw their ropes and their sticks, and said, By the might of Pharaoh, it is we who will certainly win. Then Moses threw his stick, and behold, it swallowed up all the falsehoods which they showed. And the sorcerers fell down prostrate, saying, We believe in the Lord of mankind, jinn, and all that exists, the Lord of Moses and Aaron. Pharaoh said, You have believed in him before I give you permission? Surely he is your chief who has taught you magic, so indeed you shall come to know. Indeed, I will cut off your hands and your feet on opposite sides, and I will crucify you all. They said, No harm. Surely to our Lord Allah we are to return. Indeed, we only hope that our Lord will forgive us our sins, as we are the first of the believers. And we inspired Moses, saying, Take away my slaves by night. Indeed, you will be pursued. Then Pharaoh sent callers to all the cities, saying, Indeed, these are but a small band, and what they have done has enraged us. But our host is all assembled, amply forewarned. So we expelled them from their gardens and springs, treasures, and every kind of honorable place. Thus we turned Pharaoh's people out, and we caused the children of Israel to inherit what was theirs. So they pursued them at sunrise. And when the two hosts saw each other, the companions of Moses said, We are sure to be overtaken. Moses said, No, indeed, with me is my Lord, he will guide me. Then we inspired Moses, saying, Strike the sea with your stick. And it parted, and each separate part of that seawater became like the huge firm mass of a mountain. Then Pharaoh's hosts approached there, and we saved Moses and all those with him, and we drowned the others. Indeed, in this is a sign and a proof, yet most of them are not believers. And indeed, your Lord, he is truly the Almighty, the Most Merciful. And recite to them the story of Abraham, when he said to his father and his people, What do you worship? They said, We worship idols, and to them we are truly devoted. He said, Do they hear you when you call on them? Do they benefit you or harm you? They said, No, but we found our fathers doing so. He said, Do you observe that which you have been worshipping, you and your ancient fathers? Indeed, they are enemies to me, save the Lord of mankind, jinn, and all that exists, who has created me, and it is he who guides me, and it is he who feeds me and gives me drink, and when I am ill, it is he who cures me, and it is he who will cause me to die, and then will bring me back to life again, and who, I hope, will forgive me my faults on the day of recompense. My Lord, bestow wisdom on me, and join me with the righteous, and grant me an honorable mention in later generations, and make me one of the inheritors of the paradise of delight, and forgive my father, indeed he is of the erring, and do not disgrace me on the day when all the creatures will be resurrected, the day when neither wealth nor sons will avail, except him who brings to Allah a pure heart. And paradise will be brought near to the pious, and the hellfire will be placed in full view of the erring. And it will be said to them, Where are the false gods, whom you used to set up as rivals with Allah, and that you used to worship instead of Allah? Can they help you, or can they even help themselves? Then they will be thrown on their faces into the fire, they and the devils, and those who were in error, and the whole hosts of Satan together. They will say, By Allah, we were truly in a manifest error when we held these false gods as equals in worship with the Lord of mankind, jinn, and all that exists. And none has brought us into error except those who were steeped in guilt. Now we have no intercessors, nor a close friend to help us. If we only had a chance to return to the world, we would truly be among the believers. Indeed, in this is a sign, yet most of them are not believers. And indeed your Lord, he is truly the Almighty, the Most Merciful. The people of Noah denied the messengers. Their brother Noah said to them, Will you not fear Allah and obey him? I am a trustworthy messenger sent to you, so fear Allah, keep your duty to him and obey me. No reward do I ask of you for my message of Islamic monotheism. My reward is only from the Lord of mankind, jinn, and all that exists. So keep your duty to Allah, fear him, and obey me. They said, Shall we believe in you, when only the meanest of the people follow you? He said, And what knowledge do I have of what they used to do? Their account is only with my Lord, if you could but know. And I am not going to drive away the believers. I am only a plain warner. They said, If you do not stop, O Noah, you will surely be amongst those stoned to death. He said, My Lord, indeed my people have denied me. Therefore you judge between me and them, and save me and those of the believers who are with me. And we saved him, and those with him in the laden ship. And then we drowned the disbelievers. Indeed, in this is a sign, yet most of them are not believers. And indeed, your Lord, he is the Almighty, the Most Merciful. The people of Ard disagreed with the messengers. When their brother Hud said to them, "Will you not fear Allah and obey him? Indeed, I am a trustworthy messenger sent to you, so fear Allah, keep your duty to him and obey me. I ask no reward of you for my message of Islamic monotheism. My reward is only from the Lord of mankind, jinn, and all that exists. Do you build high palaces on every high place, when you do not even live in them? And do you build for yourselves fine palaces as if you will live there forever? And when you seize as tyrants? So fear Allah, keep your duty to him and obey me. And keep your duty to him, fear him, who has aided you with all good things that you know. He has aided you with cattle and children and gardens and springs. Indeed, I fear for you the torment of a great day." They said, "It is the same to us whether you preach or do not preach. This is no other than the false tales and religion of the ancients, and we are not going to be punished." So they denied him, and we destroyed them. Indeed, in this is a sign, yet most of them are not believers. And indeed, your Lord, he is the Almighty, the Most Merciful. The people of Thamud disagreed with the messenger. When their brother Salih said to them, "Will you not fear Allah and obey him? I am a trustworthy messenger sent to you, so fear Allah, keep your duty to him and obey me. I ask no reward of you for my message of Islamic monotheism. My reward is only from the Lord of mankind, jinn, and all that exists. Will you be left secure in that which you have here, in gardens and springs, and green crops and date palms, with spathes near to breaking with the weight of fruit? And you carve houses out of mountains with great skill. So fear Allah. Keep your duty to him and obey me, and do not follow the command of those who are extravagant, who make mischief in the land, and who do not reform." They said, "You are only of those bewitched. You are but a human being like us. Then bring us a sign if you are of the truthful." He said, "Here is a she-camel. It has a right to drink water, and you have a right to drink water, each on a known day. And do not touch her with harm, lest the torment of a great day seize you." But they killed her, and then they became regretful. So the torment overtook them. Indeed, in this is a sign, yet most of them are not believers. And indeed, your Lord, he is the Almighty, the Most Merciful. The people of Lot denied the messengers. When their brother Lot said to them, "Will you not fear Allah and obey him? Indeed, I am a trustworthy messenger sent to you, so fear Allah, keep your duty to him and obey me. I ask no reward of you for my message of Islamic monotheism. My reward is only from the Lord of mankind, jinn, and all that exists. Do you pursue the males of mankind and leave those whom Allah has created for you to be your wives? No, you are a trespassing people." They said, "If you do not stop this, O Lot, indeed you will be one of those who are driven out." He said, "I am indeed of those who disapprove with severe anger and fury your evil actions of sodomy. My Lord, save my family and I from what they do." So we saved him and his family, all except an old woman, his wife. She was among those who remained behind. Then, afterwards, we destroyed the others. And we showered on them a rain of torment, and how evil was the rain on those who had been warned. Indeed, in this is a sign, yet most of them are not believers. And indeed, your Lord, he is the Almighty, the Most Merciful. The dwellers of the wood denied the messengers. When Shu'aib said to them, "Will you not fear Allah and obey him? Indeed, I am a trustworthy messenger sent to you. So fear Allah, keep your duty to him and obey me. I ask no reward of you for my message of Islamic monotheism. My reward is only from the Lord of mankind, jinn, and all that exists. Give full measure and cause no loss to others. and weigh with a true and straight balance, and do not defraud people by reducing their things, nor do evil, making corruption and mischief in the land. And fear him who created you, and the generations of the men of old. They said, You are only one of those bewitched. You are but a human being like us, and indeed, we think that you are one of the liars. So cause a piece of the heavens to fall on us, if you are of the truthful. He said, My Lord is the best knower of what you do. But they denied him. So the torment of the day of shadow seized them. Indeed, that was the torment of a great day. Indeed, in this is a sign, yet most of them are not believers. And indeed, your Lord, he is the Almighty, the Most Merciful. And truly this Quran is a revelation from the Lord of mankind, jinn, and all that exists, which the trustworthy spirit Gabriel has brought down upon your heart, O Muhammad, so that you may be one of the warners, in the plain Arabic language. And indeed, the Quran and its revelation to Prophet Muhammad is announced in the scriptures of former peoples. Is it not a sign to them that the learned scholars of the children of Israel knew it as the truth? And if we had revealed this Quran to any of the non-Arabs, and he had recited it to them, they would not have believed in it. Thus we have caused the denial of the Quran to enter into the hearts of the criminals, polytheists, and sinners. They will not believe in it until they see the painful torment. It shall come to them of a sudden, while they do not perceive it. Then they will say, Can we be granted respite? Would they then wish for our torment to be hastened to them? As you see, we let them enjoy for some years, and afterwards comes to them the punishment which they had been promised, and all that which they used to enjoy shall not avail them. And never did we destroy a township, but it had its warners by way of reminder, and we have never been unjust. And it is not the devils who have brought this Quran down. Neither would it suit them, nor can they produce it. Indeed, they have been removed far away from hearing it. So do not invoke with Allah another God, lest you be amongst those who receive punishment. And warn your tribe, O Muhammad, and your near kindred. And be kind and humble to the believers who follow you. Then, if they disobey you, say, I am innocent of what you do. And put your trust in the Almighty, the Most Merciful, who sees you, O Muhammad, when you stand up, and who sees your movements among those who fall prostrate. Indeed, He, only He, is the All-Hearer, the All-Knower. Shall I inform you, O people, upon whom the devils descend? They descend on every lying, sinful person, who gives ear to the devils, and they pour what they may have heard of the unseen from the angels, and most of them are liars. As for the poets, the erring follow them. Do you not see that they speak about every subject in their poetry, and that they say what they do not do? Except those who believe in the oneness of Allah, and do righteous deeds and remember Allah much, and reply back to the unjust poetry, and those who do wrong will come to know by what overturning they will be overturned.